Conventional baseball mysticism says, if you build it, they will come. But one group dedicated to raising awareness about type 1 diabetes has pulled a double switch. They've built replicas of famous ballparks, and they're bringing them to fans of wiffle ball. Only a Game's Doug Trabu took it all in last weekend, and he has our story.
Fenway Park and Yankee Stadium normally sit about 200 miles apart. But today, the rival structures, each modeled at a quarter scale, wound up next to one another in North Providence, Rhode Island, because of stories like this.
He got diabetes when he was about 13, and he passed away this past November when he was 19. So it was a big part of our life.
Ben Vega lives in East Providence. He's talking about his older brother, Alex. He remembers when Alex, who also suffered from epilepsy, was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes.
It seemed almost like disbelief at first because it's such a big thing and it just happened so quickly. But after a while, after a couple of years, he really became like, I was proud of him. Like, he just grew up into it so quickly, and he became like a role model for other kids in the hospital with diabetes.
Anne Marie Ryan lives in Cranston, Rhode Island.
It was like I had an infant. I was up I'd set my alarm clock every 2 hours to test him, and that went on for probably the first couple of months.
Her son Matthew was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when he was 10 years old.
But, you know, you do what you gotta do, and poor guy, I'm pricking his finger in the middle of the night, and he didn't care, though. Probably half asleep when I was doing it.
Matthew turns 15 this month. He plays baseball and basketball and carries an insulin pump in his pocket. Slam Diabetes is the creation of Jeff and Natalie Kolak. It's a company trying to increase awareness about type 1 diabetes by helping charities raise funds.
My wife and I have been involved in kind of things related to type 1 diabetes since our daughter's diagnosis at the age of 4.5 in 2005.
The Kolaks live in Jericho, Vermont. And a couple of years after their daughter, JoJo, was diagnosed,
the state had a little boy who was in foster care, and 3 months into his foster care was diagnosed with type 1. And we adopted him. And so that's how we have 3 children, 2 with type 1.
Type 1 diabetes, formerly known as juvenile diabetes, blocks the body's ability to produce insulin and regulate blood sugar. There is no known way to prevent it, and there's no cure, so type 1 diabetics must inject insulin or receive it through a pump, and they face increased risks for other health problems.
Type 1 diabetes has filled our lives. It's kind of taken over in some respects, good and bad, but it, you know, it comes with the territory.
Jeff left a career in real estate development, and the Kolaks started a website for parents of diabetic children. After attending a charity wiffle ball tournament at Little Fenway, a replica park in Essex, Vermont, in 2010, Jeff Kolak organized the first Slam Diabetes tournament there last year.
We raised about $24,000. It was a start, but I came away after that thinking, great, we'll grow it next year, but I see what my kids go through every day. And I see what all these other kids go through every day. I see what adults with T1D have gone through for years. And I know that for my daughter to make 30 years old, she's going to have to inject herself, prick herself, lancet herself somewhere between 75 to 100,000 times. And the disease doesn't stop.
Kolak contacted a company in upstate New York that builds outfield walls for regular baseball fields. And before long, Slam Diabetes had a quarter-scale Fenway Park with mesh walls designed for wiffle ball.
Good hit, Joe. All right,
here we go, guys. Let's get some outs.
Today, on a field behind North Providence High School, Slam Diabetes is holding its third and final wiffle ball tournament of the summer. The first two were in Massachusetts. There's a generic park with walls, foul poles, white lines, and bases. It'd be the coolest place you ever played wiffle ball if it wasn't sitting next to Fenway Park, complete with Green Monster, manual scoreboard, and Sitco sign, and Yankee Stadium, which is making its debut today with retired New York numbers and the famous White Freeze.
Well, today we're out here to raise some money for Camp Surefire, which is Rhode Island's only camp for kids with type 1 diabetes.
That's Dr. Greg Fox, the camp's medical director and the president of the foundation that runs it. The week-long overnight camp accepts about 85 diabetic children each summer. There are 8 teams today, and Fox is sporting knee-high athletic socks, one blue, one orange, the team colors for his squad, Fox Sox.
I think there's a lot of overlap between, you know, wiffle ball and what we do at diabetes camp. You know, we definitely get those kids out and active, but it's also an opportunity to just kind of let it all hang loose and not think about the diabetes at all.
Charities like Camp Surefire pay Slam Diabetes a fee to help organize the tournament, provide souvenir programs, and most importantly, deliver the stars of the show, the ballparks.
When I approached the field and saw Yankee Stadium and Fenway Park, I can't put it into words.
Lieutenant David Drezik helped organize a team for the North Providence Police Department.
I wish the men who didn't come today, when they see the pictures we took, they're going to sure wish they were here because it's incredible. It's incredible.
Good action there. Good action.
Come on, Daddy.
This tournament is the closest most of the players will ever get to taking the field at a big league park. But Dennis Oil Can Boyd spent 10 seasons pitching in the majors. As part of today's festivities, Boyd is tossing wiffle balls for a home run derby in Little Fenway Park, and the former Red Sox starter is impressed.
The first thing I noticed, I saw the scoreboard, and I said, okay, they got a replica of Fenway, but I really didn't look over until the guy told me just a second ago, we got a replica of Yankee Stadium, and then I looked over and I said, that's real cool. So we got this type of rivalry type thing going on, and that's part of what makes it so much fun today.
Teams pay an entry fee and hold their own fundraisers. After expenses, the event raised more than $10,000 for Camp Surefire. Jeff Kolak says next year, Slam Diabetes will host a total of 10 tournaments in several states to help various diabetes charities. Turns out, playing wiffle ball for a good cause in two of America's most iconic ballparks isn't exactly a tough sell. For Only a Game, I'm Doug Tribou.
To see Doug Tribou's photos of the Slam Diabetes Wiffle Ball Tournament featuring Little Fenway Park and Little Yankee Stadium, visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/onlyagameradio.
The wiffle ball floats to the top of the tree. I left my money back home. Underneath the pile of clothes where I found the money for a new